Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, hello, back in here with you at the Odyssey Palace on 97.3 The Fan. My voice got really deep there because I said something and I felt like it was too high of a voice. But, you know, I'm also sitting alongside Sam Levitt, who's got the silky smooth pipes of a radio announcer. So I feel a little bit of self-consciousness when I'm around you, Sam, and your voice.
Well, I don't know. I had something on the tip of my tongue, and I couldn't think of what to say. I'm tongue-twisted.
Tongue-twisted.
Because then I started thinking about Sam Levitt Jr. and his voice. And Sam Levitt Jr. he's got silky smooth tones.
So. Okay. Well, we'll get into Blake Snell here in just a second. But I've heard a lot about this. Sammy Lev Jr. And so Adam's been telling me about this. I haven't heard the first portion of audio with Woods interviewing him, but let's, Adam, if you're ready, let's play that. Oh, sorry. He put his hand up like, yeah, I'm ready. Now I know what Chris and Tony go through when I'm just like, not ready to go. He needs 1 second. But so I guess you have a fan out there, and this fan is he does a great impersonation of you. And so Woods caught up with him.
What happened was I got a DM on Instagram yesterday morning saying basically, hey, we have a kid, son, nephew, I think son, whatever. I got to check the DM again. Who does this great impression of you, like it's spot on. And I hadn't seen it yet. And before I saw it, I guess also Woods got a DM about it. And on the backfields yesterday, they ran into this kid. And
I think
he had an impression. Now, I want to say this. I don't think it sounds like me per se, but I will say if you watch the video, the mannerisms and the cadence, which you will hear, is pretty good. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the voice is more spot on than I think, but all you can judge for yourself.
Let's hear from Woods and Sammy Lev Jr.
Hey, guys, it's Woodsy live from spring training. I'm joined by Sam Levitt Jr. Sam, how are you?
Pretty good right now. Everything's going doing quite well here at spring training. It's a beautiful, sunny day here at spring training. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Who are you going to be looking forward to seeing today?
Well, Fernando Tatis Jr. playing left field, well, right field, is a great thing for the San Diego Padres. And Manny Machado, hopefully he can come back pretty soon.
Sammy, any other insight on the 2024 season? What do you expect from the Pods this year?
Well, I expect there to be a lot of self-doubt for the San Diego Padres, but hopefully they can dig their way up into the postseason.
Sam, good talking to you, buddy.
Nice talking to you.
Have a good one.
Wow, I will say that the voice is not necessarily like yours, but the delivery is absolutely like yours. He had all of that stuff down.
Yes, the point was made to me. This is a fairly young kid. I don't know. I put him at maybe 12, 13-ish years old.
Yeah.
So when Max, his name is, by the way, when he gets a little bit older, he might be able to, you know, get the voice down like exactly, but pretty good. The cadence and the mannerisms too, if you watch the video, pretty good. Pretty good.
So, it is pretty good.
I loved it. Had a good time meeting me. I met Max today. Ben and Woods put out another video where I talked to Max, aka Sammy Jr. So
That's a lot of fun. Oh, here it is. We actually have it. Here is Sam Levitt interviewing Sammy Jr.
We don't need. Come on. We don't need. If you want to play it, go.
Well, it's already.
Sam Levitt,
Peoria, Arizona, Padre spring training, and I'm joined by
Sam Levitt Jr.
Sam Levitt Jr. Where'd you get those sunglasses? They look awfully familiar.
Well, I got them at Chicago, so you know it was a nice thing to get them there.
Okay, now you are a Padres expert. We heard your expertise on the team yesterday.
Yes.
How do you know so much about the San Diego Padres?
Well, I pretty much have watched them since I was born.
I think the
voice was a little bit better yesterday.
Yeah, I think maybe he was standing right in front of you and he was like, I would be nervous too if I was standing in front of you and needed to make fun of your voice or impersonate your voice. But good job, Sammy Jr. Good job, Ben and Woods, all of that.
It was good. A lot of good fun.
Yes. We're going to get to the Daily Gambit here in just a second, but I said Blake Snell may be on the move or at least rumored to be in talks with a National League West team that is not the Padres, and that team is the San Francisco Giants. Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle she put it out there saying that the Blake Snell deal might be 50-50, and they're also in on Matt Chapman as well. So Blake Snell coming back to the Padres, don't think it's going to happen, but I definitely do not want him to go to San Francisco. I'm very confused about this Blake Snell offseason because he's coming off one of the best years of his career.
Yeah.
And he can't get what he A wants or B, I guess, needs from teams.
Well, I'm hesitant to say that he's not gonna get what he wants yet because we just don't know. And even though Cody Bellinger ended up signing a much shorter contract than I think what we would have originally anticipated, it ended up, quite frankly, being a good deal for him and a good deal for the Cubs. When you consider the money and the ability for him to get out of it after this year, if he has another good year and hit the open market, I'm hesitant to say that Blake's not going to get ultimately what he wants. Let's see what it ends up being. But look, it's been really odd. It's been an odd off season. I could go on about this for 20 minutes about what I think about free agency going on this long at the spring training, why it's just not good for baseball and for baseball fans.
Yeah.
But let's forget about that part. You know, look, it's been odd. I mean, to have Snell and Montgomery and Bellinger and Chapman and guys like J.D. Martinez and, my goodness, Garrett Cooper signing a minor league deal. It's been a very odd offseason. The market has been so slow, aside from the flurry of moves when Ohtani and Yamamoto signed the Soto deal. I mean, it's just been so slow. So, look, the question now is based on what Bellinger did and based on the fact that it is literally March in a couple of days. The question now is Blake ultimately, no matter who he signs with, ultimately going to get the longer term, bigger money deal that I think we all anticipated coming off a second Cy Young?
Yeah.
Or is he going to get something that's smaller? Now, it may be a very high AAV. It may be a very high number for this year. But is there a possibility that he, A, gets something smaller, or B, you know, is forced to kind of take a deal that would put him back on the market again next year when maybe the market just acts more like what we're used to? So there seems to be a lot on the table right now based on the deal that Bellinger signed, right? Because, you know, if you would have looked at things at the beginning of the offseason, you would have said, okay, Cody Bellinger is going to sign a pretty long and pretty big money deal. And he ended up signing essentially a 3-year, whatever it is, $80 million deal that allows him to get out of the deal after this year or after next year. It essentially gives him security in the sense that if he has another great year, he can go back in the market and then maybe next year get that big deal. So it's going to be fascinating. You know, look, obviously if you're a Padres fan, you don't want him in the NL West. You'd rather him go somewhere else. But look, the Giants, not just this year, but for a while, they have tried to land big time free agents.
They have.
And for the most part, it has not been successful.
No.
So, look, it's going to be interesting to see what the deal is, but, I would believe really anything with Blake Snell at this point because it's almost March.
I know. There's a couple things about Blake Snell I wanted to talk about, which Jerks and Profar answered one of my questions, so we might hear from him. But I what the Giants are doing, aside from Blake Snell, I think that they're just trying to throw money at a wall and see where it sticks, because they kind of haven't, I guess, been very tactful in the way that they're signing their players, like giving Lee $113 million when he was projected at like $90 million over 6 years. Just certain things like that. It just seems like they are a little bit of, maybe not panic, but there's a little bit of urgency to get some guys that they know what they can bring to the team.
Well, look, they have basically thrown money at a lot of guys and it just hasn't worked, right? That's going back to the Carlos Correa situation where they had him and then the medicals, right? And then the Mets, same thing happened with Correa. That was a weird scenario.
Totally.
But the Giants did that. They wanted Aaron Judge, right? It was down to the Giants and the Yankees. Couldn't get him to come. Ohtani, they were in on him. Couldn't get him to come. I think they were somewhat in on Yamamoto, if I recall correctly. Couldn't get him to come. Yeah, they've really, really tried to throw money around, get guys to come there. And you're, to your point, look, they gave Lee a deal that was a lot higher than what the initial expectation was. So look, here's the thing, right? When we're talking about Blake Snell or Montgomery or any of this, if a team really wants somebody, you can go get them. You've got to offer more money than everybody else and give them what they want.
It's a capitalist society.
And to this point, Scott Boras has not compromised. Now, on the Bellinger deal, clearly there was some sort of compromise there, and it ends up being a pretty good deal for him and for the Cubs for this year and maybe a couple of years after that. We're going to find out in the next month whether Scott Boras, and this is rare for him, misplayed the market and sort of misplayed his hand if all these guys don't end up on long, big money contracts.
Here's some
it's going to be fascinating.
Here's some conspiracy. It's the owners teaming up together to lock out Boras clients because basically they know that Boras can come in and do whatever the heck he wants with his contracts. Like, they're going to accept it. And so teams are now trying to correct the market with their by locking out his players. And I know that Tony said I'm crazy. I know that Chris said I'm crazy. But the further we go into this
careful,
whole thing,
Scraby. Don't throw around the
I'm not saying
words that sound like collusion.
Oh gosh, I'm not
be
saying
careful, Scraby.
I'm not saying that collusion is actually a thing because I did say it was a conspiracy theory before I started this. But I just it's insane that there is that amount of guys on the market still with the amount of talent they have.
So, look, I think it's surprising. Now, there are factors, real factors, I think, at play, right? Number one, you have a number of these teams in situations where they are very unsure of the amount of TV money coming in, which we know is significant, right? We know it's something that's clearly impacted the Padres. Number two, the reality is that you have a couple of teams that the last couple of years have been very much in on spending a lot of money in big-time free agents that right now are not. The Padres being one of them, the Mets being one of them, even though they were, you know, Yamamoto was the exception. They were in on him. The Yankees being one of them.
Rangers.
Rangers being one of them. Keep in mind, they signed Seager and they signed Simeon's big contract.
Huge
they spent
contracts.
Money over the last few years. You have a number of teams that normally are willing to dole out that kind of money that are not. So there's a lot of factors, I think, at play as to why this market has played out the way it has. It's going to be fascinating. I don't know. If I had a crystal ball, I'd tell you. I don't know what kind of contracts they get. I don't know where they go. What's been super odd about it, too, is that there's just been like a lack of rumors. I mean, there's been like nothing on Snell for the most part all offseason. There's been like nothing on Montgomery for the most part all offseason. There's been like nothing on Chapman. There's not even like rumors.
Yeah.
And again, I could go on for, and I know we got to get to the Daily Gambit, but, or if we're doing that next segment.
We're actually going to go in a different direction, but,
okay.
Yes.
Sorry for ruining
it's okay.
The schedule.
I mean, it's just your show, Sam. We're living in it. I'm just kidding.
This has been a theme since the open of the show.
Are we going to start calling him Spicy Sam?
But I can't even remember what I was saying now.
Well,
but,
here's what while you try and remember, I'll go in this direction. The further that Blake Snell waits to get into a spring training camp, the more I wonder how much of the season is it going to eat into. And Jerkson Profar was asked by Ben Woods about last year when he didn't have a spring training and whether or not it affected him. So this is not Blake Snell saying it, but it is a Major League Baseball player.
Now, obviously, we've never been through that. We don't know what it's like, but we always say that's got to be a terrible feeling, texting your agent, anything at all. Like, what are we going to do?
Really
Where
bad.
Am I going?
Really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
And so when you got to Colorado, you know, it, like you said, you didn't have a spring training, so you kind of felt like you were behind already. How did the season, you know, play out for you? Were you happy? Were you not happy? How did that go?
I don't know if I can say that.
Everything was fine.
It's fine. It was fine.
Well, fine. Let's just say
everything was fine.
You're glad to be back.
I'm glad. To, really glad to be back.
And
you could have seen it when I came back last year.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I played pretty good when I came back.
Yeah, and the team played really well when you came back as well. Was it? Did you find it hard coming back? You know, it's a business decision. Everybody's got to make the decisions that's right for their family at the time. I bet it was really hard to leave, though.
Yes, it was. It was. I wanted to come back, but like you said, it's a business, and things didn't go.
Yeah.
Didn't go my way, you know?
Well, I think he's saying that, yes, it will affect him, and so Blake Snell needs to get on a team to start. I'm sure that he's working out, but it's a whole different thing when you go and meet your teammates and find your facilities and get used to all that.
Yeah, look, I think it is, with each passing day, a fair question, and I would imagine a concern. Well, let's start with the fair question. The fair question is at what point do you get to a part of spring training where you start worrying as a front office that the guy you're signing may be affected, at least in the first year of whatever contract he signs, by the weirdness of what's gone on here and the fact that he's not at spring training yet.
Yeah.
And we do know, for as good and as talented as Blake is, that he's somebody who likes to be comfortable, right? And he's talked about it. It took him time to get comfortable in San Diego. Tampa was was a place he was really comfortable in. So whether it's Blake or Montgomery or Chapman, whatever player it is at this point that's not signed, especially in the pitching side where you got to build up and ramp up and you haven't faced live hitters, it gets to a point pretty soon here where if I'm a team, I do have legitimate question about, okay, well, we signed you to, let's say, a 5-year deal, but man, we don't even know what we're getting really this season because you haven't been here. So,
it's,
I don't know.
It's a
can really weird situation.
It's a whole can of worms.
I don't know. But meanwhile, you would assume these guys are waiting because they're waiting for the right offer. So, it's a question of at what point, you know, and you could argue it already has, does the fact that spring training is well underway start working against these guys in
I
a real way?
I think it does. I think it does.
You may be right. You may be right.
All right.
The Profar, and that was, by the way, just on Profar, that was a funny answer from Profar just because, of course, last year, you know, he declines the option with the Padres.
Yeah.
He ends up with the Rockies. It was like the same number money-wise.
Yep.
and didn't have a good year and clearly wanted to be back in San Diego.
And he did get his
I was not happy
back.
With how it all panned out.
Absolutely
in the last
not.
Year.
Yeah. This hour is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. When we get back, we'll review some quick bets in the Daily Gambit. Not a whole Daily Gambit, but we also. It's okay, Sam. We're good. We will also have some more Padres talk from spring training here. Coming up next on 97.3 The Fan, but first, your traffic report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here in the Odyssey Palace, 97.3 The Fan. Matt Scraby filling in for Gwynn and Chris. Sam Levitt with me as well. He is out in Peoria. Doing great things. He's dancing in the camera right now. So I think when Sam comes on, you have to be watching. I mean, there's just so much going on with the experience of Sammy Lev that you have to be watching. So go to YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan, and you will find the live broadcast. Well,
what I sometimes forget the last couple of weeks when I've done a couple of shows flown in here for my Airbnb. Say I do it in my living room, so I've got plenty of space here. In fact, in between segments, I think not this past break, but the break before, I went lay down on the couch for a little bit.
Wow.
I don't know if anybody noticed that. But it gives me some room to walk around. So I'm like kind of walking around. I don't even realize that we're coming back and then I get caught.
It's okay.
You know,
It was actually really funny. It was actually really funny to see you walking. Because people need to understand the Sammy Lev pace. And the Sammy Lev pace is a real thing. I think Adam knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Pace.
You pace around the hallways more than any person. Maybe our coworker Scotty.
I do.
He paces more, but you pace a lot.
I do pace. Yeah.
When I'm thinking, I'm pacing.
Yes.
So Sam, if you caught that when we came back, you saw the back and forth pacing, and that's just like a millisecond of what it is.
If I get nervous about something, I will start pacing.
Really?
And I don't even realize that I'm doing it sometimes. Like sometimes if I'm alone, let's say I'm in the Airbnb here even, and I get anxious about something, I will start pacing, and then sometimes I'm like, Sam, stop. Like, go sit. I'll catch myself doing it, so I do pace.
Jocelyn right. says, you are now Titan Sammy because of how spicy you are today. So there you go. Thank you, Jocelyn. Real quick, let's go through some of the bets that we made from yesterday. But first, you need to listen to Sam Levitt's podcast, Inside San Diego Baseball. Sam will cover everything going on with the Padres in spring training. Find it at 97.3thefansd.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so yesterday, just quickly, we bet on North Carolina and Miami. Now, this game was kind of interesting because North Carolina was a 14-point favorite in this one. But Miami, at one point, with like 3 minutes to go, I believe North Carolina was up 13 points or 14 points. So we thought this was looking pretty good. It didn't finish well for the Tar Heels, and they ended up winning, but they gave up that entire lead, and they won by 4 points. So Chris was the only one here that won with Miami. Tony and I chose North Carolina. And there was a record set last night, like the most points ever scored in Dean Smith Pavilion, where the Tar Heels play. So it was a historic night as well. TCU played Baylor last night. TCU, a 2.5-point favorite in that game. Chris was the only one who went with the Horned Frogs. Tony and I went Baylor, and TCU ended up winning 62-54, so they covered the spread. So Chris wins that one. Colorado women's basketball against UCLA. UCLA, 6.5-point favorites in that one. Chris and Tony chose Colorado. I chose UCLA, and UCLA won by, they won 53-45, so 8 points. I win that one. Final one, Edmonton Oilers were 1.5. They were the favorites on the puck line, 1.5 goals. Tony and Chris chose Kings. I chose the Oilers, and the Oilers won 4-2, so I finish out strong. Now, tonight, we did this bet already yesterday, and it would be the Celtics against the Sixers because Chris didn't realize that the game was actually tonight. Celtics are 12-point favorites. We talked about this yesterday. Pretty incredible that Joel Embiid goes out and the 76ers fall apart, but all of us chose the Celtics for tonight at 12-point favorites.
Wait, hold on. Why is that surprising that Embiid would go out in the 76ers
well, because,
and fall apart?
Well, Embiid's their best player, obviously, but they have completely fallen off the face of the earth ever since he left. Oh. And I don't feel like it should be...
Yeah, they've got enough talent that with Maxey and Tobias Harris and some other guys. They've got enough talent, I would think, to be all right-ish.
Yeah, Joel Embiid is great, but
yeah, not fall off the face of the earth. I haven't paid super close attention to what they've been doing. But
have you been paying attention to what's going on with the NFL running backs and the franchise tag and all that?
Well, I saw. No, honestly, not really. I'm going to be honest with you. I do a great job during the off season paying attention to a lot, I think.
Okay,
but
let me fill you in.
Since I've been here, I honestly am so out of the loop on other sports.
Jocelyn says, we're watching on YouTube in my office. My 8-year-old Penelope is with me for a bit before school gets out. You saying my name just tripped her out. I love that. I love that. You know what trips my nieces out is when they're in the car and my sister's visiting and she just puts on the radio and they're like, what? Where is he? Anyway, the franchise tag situation in the NFL for running backs is terrible. And Saquon Barkley, probably not, or he did not get franchise tagged. A couple other right. guys didn't get franchise tagged. But the franchise tag right now is the top five salaries average for the position. So right now, for wide receivers, we talked about it, $21.8 uh-huh. million for their franchise tag. For running backs this year, it's $9.5 million. So almost $10 million less. And I just don't see why you would ever want to play running back in the NFL anymore. You don't get paid. They do not take care of you. They will throw you to the curb as fast as they can. And if I'm Austin Eckler, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, I guess I can't say hold out because the teams aren't going to give in. So it's kind of a crazy situation, and I think the NFL needs to do something about it.
Yeah, it's hard, and I won't act like I'm the expert or I'm all caught up to speed on everything, but I think this is actually something we talked about around this time last year, Strabier,
yes,
at some point, because you and I on a show I filled in on, I think we actually talked about Barkley. Look, the situation for running backs is, I'm with you. It's unfortunate, because it's a position where the best years are considered at the very beginning, right?
Yeah.
And it's not the part of their careers, and this is really for any player right now in any sport, for the most part, where you get paid. So it's seen as really dispensable. So, yeah, I would think the NFL and the Players Association, they got to figure out a way where these guys can get paid earlier.
They have
I don't know
to.
How you do that. I don't know how you do that and you differentiate them from others. But,
they do the whole...
It certainly does not encourage guys to be running backs, although you need them.
Yeah.
It's tricky. Or honestly, to not hold out, right? Because if you're a guy who's a top running back, you just say a couple years in, hey, I'm holding out because this is my one chance where I gotta force you to pay me.
But then you're playing that game of chicken like the baseball free agents are doing.
Right, and the team's attitude as well.
Yeah.
We can go get somebody for cheaper and maybe won't be quite as good as you, but we'll
I think
get
Ezekiel Elliott ruined the running back pay structure because he got paid so much money by the Cowboys and they ended up just having to basically move on from that contract because it was hurting them so much. I think running backs should get paid. They are a focal part of the offense. If you touch the ball during the season at least like 25% of the time, you deserve to get paid because that is something that you are in control of the team's kind of future a little bit, and you should be able to make some money off of that.
Well, look, there are still backs that obviously get paid and have a huge impact. I mean, look at this. You know, it's funny. The Super Bowl really shows you two very different situations, right? One with McCaffrey, where he is a high-paid guy and obviously a star of that offense. And then I'm not saying Pacheco is not a good back. He is.
He is, yeah.
But look, the Chiefs have sort of proved that you can get by with not a quote unquote star running back or somebody that you're paying a ton in Pacheco, right? And he's been good. He's been very productive for them, but
it's,
weird situation.
It's
anyway,
definitely,
I know this is not Daily Gambit related.
But. No, it's okay. We're already done with the Daily Gambit.
We're done?
Well, we don't have any bets.
I thought the Daily Gambit, you used to have a hole open. There was...
Well, we do, but today you kept talking, and so then we had to move away from the Daily Gambit. So, spicy scrapey over here after spicy Sammy. No.
You know what? You do the Daily Gambit every day.
Well, Chris actually does do most of the bets now. So I used to do them. I told him I couldn't handle it anymore, and so now he does them. But then
somebody's commenting in the chat. Do you like money? I know that open. Do you like money? And it goes, duh.
Winning. Well, Sam does listen to that. Sammy does listen.
I do. What are you talking about? I listen to all the shows.
Yes, I know you do. Sam definitely does. All right, we're going to get the break. When we get back, we're going to hear from new pitcher Michael King, the centerpiece in my mind of the trade. Don't ask him that because he doesn't think it. He just thinks that he's coming in. He's part of the team. Ben and Woods interviewed him this morning, so we'll have that when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. I just talked to Chris. He is supposedly on time, so we will see him at some point in the 4 o'clock hour. And Tony is on his way back from Peoria to his Airbnb. Now, did you hear about the big Airbnb kerfuffle, Sam, that happened to Ben and Woods?
I did, and I told them in no way, shape, or form should they pay for that first night.
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? Like, that's disgusting to have sheets.
No, that's terrible.
And
terrible.
Towels and all that stuff.
Yeah, and luckily, my Airbnb to this point has worked out quite nicely, if I do say so myself. So,
Did you book it, or did Adam book it for you?
I booked it myself.
Well, that was not a shot at Adam. I was just wondering because Sammy
But I thought left. Ben and I thought Ben and Woods booked theirs themselves. Am
they
I off
did.
On that?
They did, but they used to give Adam a hard time about the ones that that he booked them, okay. And so he had
look,
a great tweet yesterday saying it's not so easy to book Airbnbs,
right.
Huh?
Look, you with the Airbnb, you always run the risk of it not being quite what you thought it was going to be. And I've had a little bit of that in the past, where nothing terrible, but where it's like, oh, this is not quite as nice or as big or as spacious as I thought it was going to be. I've really lucked out with this one, though. It's been really good. But yeah, no, unacceptable to walk in and hasn't been clean. The sheets are on the floor from the previous people that followed the directions to put the sheets on the floor and want, yeah, come on.
I could say that I actually I don't know that I've ever really had a good Airbnb experience before.
Really?
Wow. I've only done it like three times maybe, and I just think that they're not really checking as much as they're saying that they're checking.
Well, yeah, look, the risk you run is that it's not being run by, let's say, like a hotel where that is their business, right? It's being run by individuals. They have to be on top of their stuff. You got to read the reviews, too. Like,
yes.
It's very critical that you read the reviews, because sometimes you'll read reviews where there's just enough bad reviews where, you know, you should avoid it. But,
yeah,
all good here. So, you know, sorry.
Welsh Fryer said something. Where did it go? Oh, he said, they've given me a crippling fear of Airbnbs, which
no,
I think
you
is hilarious. Yeah.
You shouldn't. I've had mostly good experiences.
What about you, Welsh Sam? Fryer. Are you going to give a tour?
I don't think so. There's not that interesting. It's not a house. I mean, it's a one bedroom thing with a living room and a kitchen. So it's not terribly interesting.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to have fun with Sam Levitt, but Spicy Sam is here and he's all down to business. That is what he wants to do today.
I guess I could give you a tour. Well, I couldn't give a tour.
It's okay.
On, so.
I was more joking because okay. A tour for radio is not a very great idea, I don't think. We're going to have some traffic, and then on the other side, we're going to hear from Michael King, who was with Ben and Woods this morning. All right, so we had Gwen and Chris had Michael King on earlier in this year, kind of to start the year off, and when we heard from him, Tony and I were both like, wow, this guy is for real, this guy's legit, we love this guy, and it's just been glowing reports ever since, and I know that he still has to prove it, you know, on the mound, but he was with Ben and Woods this morning, and one of the things that they asked him that I thought was pretty interesting would be Joe Musgrove. What are his thoughts on Joe Musgrove? Because, you know, when you go into the clubhouse now, Joe Musgrove is likely the guy that you are going to look to for leadership. So they asked Michael King about Joe Musgrove, and he gave his thoughts.
He's incredible. Extremely hard worker. He almost makes me feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I do a lot. So I don't know if I've beaten him to the field yet this spring. He's here all the time. And then just talking to him baseball-wise, he's such a student of the game. And it's great for me because I had my 9 starts last year, but I'm still learning as a starting pitcher. And now I got a guy like Joe that can actually teach me about his routine, his bullpen routine, how he's attacking hitters, what he sees in different swings, why to do something in his second or third time through. And it's something that's like absolutely invaluable to me.
I think that Joe Musgrove, and I know that he came into the Padres not necessarily as a leader, but he has become a leader with the Padres, and he's become the go-to guy in the clubhouse. And it seems like he like loves that role. He likes that role because he's able to help his teammates and everything. But Michael King is telling everybody what we already know about Joe Musgrove. So it's good that they have a guy like Joe in the rotation, in the bullpen, or in their pitching ranks that can help them establish some sort of, you know, routine and work ethic.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, it's no surprise to hear other guys say that about Joe. We know he's an incredibly hard worker, and we know he's a good guy, right? Like one thing that Michael's talked about before, and that a lot of guys have talked about, is how much they enjoyed and how important that pitcher's camp in San Diego was before spring training began. And from what I understand, that was, you know, a lot of that was Joe, you know, not only the pitching part of it and having everybody there and the catchers and Ruben Niebla, but also the social aspect of it and some of the different activities they did and just bonding time they had with all these new faces. You consider all the new guys on this pitching staff, the Yankees guys and Yuki Matsui and Woosuk Go, and list goes on, others as well. So a lot of new faces, and Joe's a leader. There's no doubt about it. We know that. We're not breaking any news to anybody, but he's a leader. He's earned that respect inside that clubhouse, and he continues to lead by what he says and lead by what he does on the field and his actions, right? And,
it's all about the actions.
Being that guy. Yeah, look, Joe is, he's no doubt a leader inside that clubhouse and a guy that younger pitchers or new guys to the organization, even like a Michael King, can look to. So, yeah, I mean, we're not breaking any news to, no. to Padres fans who know Joe and know the quality of person and work that he does. So not surprised at all to hear Michael King say that. And, you know, look, again, with Michael King, and I'm sure people had the takeaway from this interview with Ben and Woods, you know, he sort of falls in line, I think, A, with like a really good guy, and B, somebody who clearly works really hard and takes his craft really seriously. So I totally can see where Joe Musgrove and Michael King would get along, because I think they do have things in common, for sure.
Very much so. Michael King was also with talking to Ben Woods about his discussions with the pitching whisperer, Ruben Niebla, and he was talking about... Pitching whisperer, yes. He was talking about his workload.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. I just didn't expect you to say it. Okay, play it.
Ruben said there's going to be no restrictions, but they're just going to monitor it. And now I'm okay with that. They had Seth Lugo last year go from 60 to 150 or whatever it is. And so I was appreciative. He said that we're going to monitor if your arm slot starts dropping, if your velocity starts dropping. I got to be communicative about how my body's feeling. And as long as all those things are checking out, then he said, you're full go. I know Lugo's best month last year was in September. And so it's like a guy that has never pitched that much had his best month with all these innings on his arm. So I think it's great that I'm in the situation that I'm in, because they just did it last year. But I feel like there should be no restrictions. I'm going to make sure that I take care of my body and make sure that I'm healthy enough to do it.
He also helped me win a fantasy baseball championship last year, so that's why he has greatness built all over him. But Michael King talking about Ruben Niebla and saying he's full go if he wants to be, I think that's awesome. Now, he's never pitched. You said earlier that he had a goal of 180 innings that he put out there?
Yeah. Yeah, so one thing that he said to me when I did a one-on-one with him within the last 5 to 7 days, somewhere around there, was that he has put the goal at 180 innings, and that he's not a super goal-oriented guy, at least by putting, like, you know, numbers on things or, like, very specific goals on his season. But that 180 is the number that he's shooting for. And look, 180 would be a lot. It would be a huge increase from a year ago. But look, anything is possible if you stay healthy and you're effective, for sure. And Michael King has that opportunity, and he's also, as we've talked about, never had the opportunity to really be a starting pitcher from the out season. So he's getting a tremendous opportunity that he's not been given in his career to this point. But look, I do think it is interesting that he is willing to put a number on it. I thought the comparison to Seth Lugo is a really good one. Lugo is a guy who, much like Michael King, a really established good reliever, like great stuff, and has been there, done that in the bullpen. And there's no doubt his stuff plays in a big way in the major leagues. And if you look at Lugo last year, he went from 65 innings to 146. King threw a combined 104 innings, which, by the way, was 40 more than he had ever thrown in a major league season. I'm not sure about 19, like how many innings he threw in total, but I'm just looking at kind of 21, 22, 23, threw 104 last year, which was a career high for him. So look, he is looking for something similar to Seth Lugo. In fact, you know, really similar in the sense that Lugo went from 65 to 146.
That's
so he went up 80. Okay, so he went up 80 innings. Michael King, if he were to hit that 180 number, he'd have to go up a little bit less than 80 innings from a year ago. So I don't think the idea that King and Ruben Niebla would look to Lugo as sort of a blueprint. And remember, Lugo also missed time.
He did,
too,
yeah.
With that calf
injury. I was thinking about
He got there even with that. I don't think the idea that they would use Seth as a little bit of a blueprint as to keep yourself healthy and your arm healthy, which Lugo's arm was. It wasn't an arm issue that he ran into. I think that's smart on the part of Michael King, because it is a similar scenario, a little bit different in the sense that King started at the end of last year in New York, but look, they have similar goals, Lugo and King. They want to pitch a lot of innings. They're getting their first opportunity to be a starter from the outset of a season, and they have some pretty high innings goals. So I think smart on the part of King and Niebla. And Michael King, from a stuff perspective, is showing all the right things, and he's certainly saying all the right things.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I certainly hope for him and the Padres that 180 number is something they can hit. It's a big goal. It's a tall order. It is. But you stay healthy and you're effective, you could get there.
I know. I'm looking at his September, as you just said, and so at least in 5 appearances in September, he started 3 games. He struck out 13 against the Blue Jays in 7 innings on September 20th. But he, you know, it looks like his stats are trending towards a he can definitely be a starter thing. And I don't think that's a question for anyone, but it is kind of weird for me as a guy who's not maybe a baseball pitching expert, but to hear that they are banking on him being a part of the rotation without actually knowing that he could do a full year of starting pitching.
Well, look, again, you know, he's getting the opportunity. He's never had the opportunity, right? So I think you have to be fair with it in saying that obviously this is a year for Michael King where he does have something to prove. There's no doubt about that because he's never done it. And that's not his fault. He's never been given the opportunity. I think it's pretty safe to say from a stuff perspective and the effectiveness he's had out of the bullpen, like Michael King's got the stuff to get guys out and be a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
It's going to be about the doing it every fifth day. It's going to be about the staying healthy. It's going to be about the ability to go from, you know, 100 innings total last year to a lot more than that. You know, can you do that in one season? Can you make that jump? And you hope he can. You hope he can. So I'm really excited about Michael King. I really am because I think he's clearly very talented. I think clearly has really great stuff. The numbers are the numbers. He's been really good.
Yeah.
Much like Lugo. And, you know, I think the makeup is great, what we've heard so far, and he seems like his head's in the right place. So
he's got good energy too. I like it.
I think a lot of people around the organization are very, and this is part of the reason why they wanted him, to my knowledge. They're very bullish on Michael King, like really are. And I also think like this could be just long term for Michael. This could be a year where, okay, you're transitioning a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You've got to get that innings number up. You're going to shoot for 180. We'll see if you get there. If you can get it to even, I don't know, 150, 160, to me, that is a real success just based on the jump.
Yeah.
But this may just be the one year where you're making that jump. And he could be, if he's effective, man, he could really set himself up really well moving forward as a starting pitcher. And he's not, you know, Michael King is only,
he's young.
He's only 28.
Yeah.
So, you know,
oh, look
looking
at that.
At free age.
Born
yeah,
on
looking
my
at
birthday.
Free agency in a
10 years.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Look at that.
Oh,
10 years.
Wow.
I was 10 years old. I feel really old all of a sudden.
I'll finish the King thing on this. If he could have a year like Seth Lugo had last year, awesome.
Love
I think
it.
that would be great. It's a good blueprint. It is.
All right. We will hear from Michael King either in the Scraby Show or in the 5 o'clock hour. We still have some more from the interview this morning. If you want to hear the full interview, go to 973thefansd.com and go to the blog. Or you can go to the Odyssey app and go to Ben and Woods and look for that interview. When we get back, I think we're going to do it. Sammy versus the fans.
Oh, okay. I like it.
And we're going to try it. So get in line. 833-288-0973.
I'm gonna beat
ya. Taking on Sam when we get back.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. I just talked to Chris. He is supposedly on time, so we will see him at some point in the 4 o'clock hour. And Tony is on his way back from Peoria to his Airbnb. Now, did you hear about the big Airbnb kerfuffle, Sam, that happened to Ben and Woods?
I did. And I told them in no way, shape, or form should they pay for that first night.
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? Like, that's disgusting to have sheets.
No, that's terrible.
And
terrible.
Towels and all that stuff.
Yeah, and luckily my Airbnb to this point has worked out quite nicely, if I do say so myself. So
did you book it, or did Adam book it for you?
I booked it myself.
Well, that was not a shot at Adam. I was just wondering because Sammy
But I thought left. I thought Ben and Woods booked theirs themselves. Am
they
I off
did.
On that?
They did, but they used to give Adam a hard time about the ones that that he booked them.
Okay.
And so he had a great tweet yesterday saying, it's not so easy to book Airbnbs,
right.
Huh?
Look, you with the I love Airbnb, but look, you always run the risk of it not being quite what you thought it was going to be. And I've had a little bit of that in the past, or nothing terrible, but where it's like, oh, this is not quite as nice or as big or as spacious as I thought it was going to be. I've really lucked out with this one, though. It's been really good. But yeah, no, unacceptable to walk in and hasn't been cleaned. The sheets are on the floor from the previous people that followed the directions to put the sheets on the floor and come on.
I could say that I actually I don't know that I've ever really had a good Airbnb experience before.
Really?
Wow. I've only done it like 3 times maybe, and I just think that they're not really checking as much as they're saying that they're checking.
Well, yeah, look, the risk you run is that it's not being run by, let's say, like a hotel where that is their business, right? It's being run by individuals. They have to be on top of their stuff. You got to read the reviews, too. Like,
yes.
It's very critical that you read the reviews, because sometimes you'll read reviews where there's just enough bad reviews where, you know, you should avoid it. But, all good here. So, you know, sorry.
Welsh Fryer said something. Where did it go? He said, they've given me a crippling fear of Airbnbs, which
no,
I think is
you
hilarious.
Shouldn't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. I've had mostly good experiences.
What about you, Welsh Sam? Fryer. Are you going to give a tour?
I don't think so. There's not that interesting. It's not a house. I mean, it's a one bedroom thing with a living room and a kitchen. So it's, right, well, it's not terribly interesting.
All right, well, I'm just trying to have fun with Sam Levitt, but Spicy Sam is here and he's all down to business. That is what he wants to do today.
I guess I could give you a tour. Well, I couldn't give a tour.
It's okay.
On,
so. I was more joking because a tour for radio is not a very great idea, I don't think. We're going to have some traffic, and then on the other side, we're going to hear from Michael King, who was with Ben and Woods this morning. All right, so we had Gwen and Chris had Michael King on earlier in this year, kind of to start the year off, and when we heard from him, Tony and I were both like, wow, this guy is for real, this guy's legit, we love this guy, and it's just been glowing reports ever since, and I know that he still has to prove it, you know, on the mound, but he was with Ben and Woods this morning, and one of the things that they asked him that I thought was pretty interesting would be Joe Musgrove. What are his thoughts on Joe Musgrove? Because, you know, when you go into the clubhouse now, Joe Musgrove is likely the guy that you are going to look to for leadership. So they asked Michael King about Joe Musgrove, and he gave his thoughts.
He's incredible. Extremely hard worker. He almost makes me feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I do a lot. So I don't know if I've beaten him to the field yet this spring. He's here all the time. And then just talking to him baseball-wise, he's such a student of the game. And it's great for me because I had my 9 starts last year, but I'm still learning as a starting pitcher. And now I got a guy like Joe that can actually teach me about his routine, his bullpen routine, how he's attacking hitters, what he sees in different swings, why to do something in his second or third time through. And it's something that's like absolutely invaluable to me.
I think that Joe Musgrove, and I know that he came into the Padres not necessarily as a leader, but he has become a leader with the Padres, and he's become the go-to guy in the clubhouse, and it seems like he like loves that role. He likes that role because he's able to help his teammates and everything. But Michael King is telling everybody what we already know about Joe Musgrove, so it's good that they have a guy like Joe in the rotation, in the bullpen, or in their pitching ranks that can help them establish some sort of, you know, routine and work ethic.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, it's no surprise to hear other guys say that about Joe. We know he's an incredibly hard worker, and we know he's a good guy, right? Like one thing that Michael's talked about before, and that a lot of guys have talked about, is how much they enjoyed and how important that pitcher's camp in San Diego was before spring training began. And from what I understand, that was, you know, a lot of that was Joe, you know, not only the pitching part of it and having everybody there and the catchers and Ruben Niebla, but also the social aspect of it and some of the different activities they did and just bonding time they had with all these new faces. You consider all the new guys on this pitching staff, the Yankees guys and Yuki Matsui and Woosuk Go, and list goes on, others as well. So a lot of new faces, and Joe's a leader. There's no doubt about it. We know that. We're not breaking any news to anybody, but he's a leader. He's earned that respect inside that clubhouse, and he continues to lead by what he says and lead by what he does on the field and his actions, right? And,
it's all about the actions.
Being that guy. Yeah, look, Joe is, he's no doubt a leader inside that clubhouse and a guy that younger pitchers or new guys to the organization, even like a Michael King, can look to. So, yeah, I mean, we're not breaking any news to Padres fans who know Joe and know the quality of person and work that he does. So not surprised at all to hear Michael King say that. And, you know, look, again, with Michael King, and I'm sure people had the takeaway from this interview with Ben and Woods, you know, he sort of falls in line, I think, A, with like a really good guy, and B, somebody who clearly works really hard and takes his craft really seriously. So I totally can see where Joe Musgrove and Michael King would get along, because I think they do have things in common, for sure.
Very much so. Michael King was also with talking to Ben Woods about his discussions with the pitching whisperer, Ruben Niebla, and he was talking about... Pitching whisperer, yes. He was talking about his workload.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. I just didn't expect you to say it. Okay, play it.
Ruben said there's going to be no restrictions, but they're just going to monitor it. And now I'm okay with that. They had Seth Lugo last year go from 60 to 150 or whatever it is. And so I was appreciative. He said that we're going to monitor if your arm slot starts dropping, if your velocity starts dropping. I got to be communicative about how my body's feeling. And as long as all those things are checking out, then he said you're full go. I know Lugo's best month last year was in September. Mm. And so it's like a guy that has never pitched that much had his best month with all these innings on his arm. So I think it's great that I'm in the situation that I'm in because they just did it last year. But I feel like there should be no restrictions. I'm going to make sure that I take care of my body and make sure that I'm healthy enough to do it.
He also helped me win a fantasy baseball championship last year, so that's why he has greatness built all over him. But Michael King talking about Ruben Niebla and saying he's full go if he wants to be, I think that's awesome. Now, he's never pitched. You said earlier that he had a goal of 180 innings that he put out there?
Yeah. Yeah, so one thing that he said to me when I did a one-on-one with him within the last 5 to 7 days, somewhere around there, was that he has put the goal at 180 innings and that he's not a super goal-oriented guy, at least by putting, like, you know, numbers on things or, like, very specific goals on his season. But that 180 is the number that they're shooting for, that he's shooting for. And, look, 180 would be a lot. It would be a huge increase from a year ago. But look, anything is possible if you stay healthy and you're effective, for sure. And Michael King has that opportunity, and he's also, as we've talked about, never had the opportunity to really be a starting pitcher from the out season. So he's getting a tremendous opportunity that he has not been given in his career to this point. But I do think it is interesting that he is willing to put a number on it. I thought the comparison to Seth Lugo is a really good one. Lugo is a guy who, much like Michael King, a really established good reliever, like great stuff, and has been there, done that in the bullpen. And there's no doubt his stuff plays in a big way in the major leagues. And if you look at Lugo last year, he went from 65 innings to 146. King threw a combined 104 innings, which, by the way, was 40 more than he had ever thrown in a major league season. I'm not sure about 19, like how many innings he threw in total, but I'm just looking at kind of 21, 22, 23, threw 104 last year, which was a career high for him. So look, he is looking for something similar to Seth Lugo. In fact, you know, really similar in the sense that Lugo went from 65 to 146.
That's
so he went up 80. Okay, so he went up 80 innings. Michael King, if he were to hit that 180 number, he'd have to go up a little bit less than 80 innings from a year ago. So I don't think the idea that King and Ruben Niebla would look to Lugo as sort of a blueprint. And remember, Lugo also missed time.
He did,
too,
yeah.
With that calf injury.
I was thinking about
He got there even with that. I don't think the idea that they would use Seth as a little bit of a blueprint as to keep yourself healthy and your arm healthy, which Lugo's arm was. It wasn't an arm issue that he ran into. I think that's smart on the part of Michael King, because it is a similar scenario, a little bit different in the sense that King started at the end of last year in New York. But look, they have similar goals, Lugo and King. They want to pitch a lot of innings. They're getting their first opportunity to be a starter from the outset of a season. And they have some pretty high innings goals. So I think smart on the part of King and Niebla. And Michael King, from a stuff perspective, is showing all the right things, and he's certainly saying all the right things.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I certainly hope for him and the Padres that 180 number is something they can hit. It's a big goal. It's a tall order. It is. But you stay healthy and you're effective, you could get there.
I know. I'm looking at his September, as you just said. And so at least in 5 appearances in September, he started 3 games. He struck out 13 against the Blue Jays in 7 innings on September 20th. But he, you know, it looks like his stats are trending towards a he can definitely be a starter thing, and I don't think that's a question for anyone, but it is kind of weird for me as a guy who's not maybe a baseball pitching expert, but to hear that they are banking on him being a part of the rotation without actually knowing that he could do a full year of starting pitching.
Well, look, again, you know, he's getting the opportunity. He's never had the opportunity, right? So I think you have to be fair with it in saying that obviously, this is a year for Michael King where he does have something to prove. There's no doubt about that because he's never done it. And that's not his fault. He's never been given the opportunity. I think it's pretty safe to say from a stuff perspective and the effectiveness he's had out of the bullpen, like Michael King's got the stuff to get guys out and be a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
It's going to be about the doing it every fifth day. It's going to be about the staying healthy. It's going to be about the ability to go from, you know, 100 innings total last year to a lot more than that. You know, can you do that in one season? Can you make that jump? And you hope he can. You hope he can. So I'm really excited about Michael King. I really am because I think he's clearly very talented. I think clearly has really great stuff. The numbers are the numbers. He's been really good.
Yeah.
Much like Lugo. And, you know, I think the makeup is great, what we've heard so far, and he seems like his head's in the right place. So
he's got good energy, too. I like it.
I think a lot of people around the organization are very, and this is part of the reason why they wanted him, to my knowledge, they're very bullish on Michael King, like really are. And I also think like this could be just long term for Michael. This could be a year where, okay, you're transitioning a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You got to get that innings number up. You're going to shoot for 180. We'll see if you get there. If you can get it to even, I don't know, 150, 160, to me, that is a real success just based on the jump.
Yeah.
But this may just be the one year where you're making that jump. And he could be, if he's effective, man, he could really set himself up really well moving forward as a starting pitcher. And he's not, you know, Michael King is only,
he's young.
He's only 28.
Yeah.
So, you know,
oh, look
looking
at that.
At free age,
born
yeah,
on
looking
my
at
birthday.
Free agency in a
10 years.
Oh, wow. How
yeah,
about that?
Look at that.
Oh,
10 years.
Wow.
I was 10 years old. I feel really old
yeah.
all of a sudden.
I'll finish the King thing on this. If he could have a year like Seth Lugo had last year, awesome.
Love
I think
it.
that would be great. It's a good blueprint. It is.
All right. We will hear from Michael King either in the Scraby Show or in the 5 o'clock hour. We still have some more from the interview this morning. If you want to hear the full interview, go to 973thefansd.com and go to the blog. Or you can go to the Odyssey app and go to Ben and Woods and look for that interview. When we get back, I think we're going to do it. Sammy versus the fans.
Oh, okay. I like it.
And we're going to try it. So get
yeah,
in line. 833-288-0973. Taking on Sam when we get back.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.